This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started. We got plenty of time in the show today for you to give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. Starting to warm up out there during the days here. We are finally into spring. So happy spring, everyone. But it's starting to feel like that spring weather. It was a great day yesterday to be outside. It'll be a great day today, tomorrow. Really, all this week is looking great. Maybe a little rain towards the end. But I'll tell you, the temperatures are changing. They're going on that higher level like we've been looking for, right? We talk about the temperatures really warming up before we get to do certain things outside. You know, our soil temperatures are still cold. You know, although it warmed up this morning, the soil temperatures are pretty cold. We haven't warmed up enough to the point where we should be putting our crabgrass preventer down yet. We're talking 50-degree weather in the soil for that crabgrass prevention. And our 24-hour average is only 40 degrees. So we're getting there. We're warming up. Last week it was still in the mid to low 30s soil temperature. So week by week, you know, we're gaining some of those degrees in that soil. I'm sure the ground isn't frozen anymore. I'm sure when you're walking on your lawn, you're kind of feeling it move a little bit. I know I am. You can just feel that it's waking up. I know some of you are seeing certain weeds that are in there. Maybe they were there last year, just coming back and getting ready. So those are a few things we can discuss today, try to figure out what we can do to get those taken care of. At 8 o'clock today, I have Victoria from Natural Alternative coming on. Been a while since we've talked with her, but look forward to that. I'm going to start talking about some spring things to be doing and what we can be looking at this point. So look forward to that. That's in the that's at 8 o'clock today, so a couple hours from now. Other than that, it's just me and you guys that will try to answer those questions throughout the show. But you got plenty of time. At least we're not losing that hour of sleep this week like we did last week, because that threw everybody off. But we're here ready to help you out. And like I said, it's starting to get nice out there, so you really want to get out there. I know a lot of, a lot of things, we can start doing a little bit of the cleanup here. The temperatures are really starting to show that we can. Soil temperatures warming up means it's safer for us to do some of the raking and cleaning up. When the temperatures in the soil are too cold, right, if we clean up the lawn or clean up certain areas, we can actually be ripping up some of the good lawn, ripping up some of the beneficial insects, affecting some of the insects that are, have burrowed into some of the, the mulch, etc. around there. So we're getting there. We're really starting to be able to do some of that cleanup now. This week will really change everything. You look at a couple days in the 60s and looking at, the long-term forecast, mostly 60s or upper 50s this entire week. So you're going to see some changes out there with the lawn, the garden, etc. And we're really starting to get there. But, those soil temperatures are very important. I know I hit on them, this time of year, a good amount, but they are important. A lot of people and a lot of landscape companies won't even start cleaning up their yard until April 1st. April 1st is kind of like a, date of saying, okay, the ground should be warm enough. Everything should be kind of going. And, our plants are starting to wake up, those types of things. And so that April 1st is when you'll see a lot of the landscape crews start to really get out there to get the cleanups. That's usually when the first wave starts. So don't fret if you're not doing it yet. You do have some time. We are, we're at that point where we could start doing some cleanup. I might not go hard on the lawn with a heavy rake, maybe a light rake to get rid of some of that thatch that might be there. Get rid of some of the leaves, etc. Clean up around the house, that type of thing. I know at our house we have, we still have some leaves that kind of went around, our front beds. And, I kind of left them there just to keep it warm for anything that was there. I have a bunch of perennials in the area. Not a big deal. But we started cleaning up a little bit yesterday. I mean, how could you not be outside? The sun hit you. It felt like it was 60-something degrees. I think it was a high of like 58, 60 degrees, but it was perfect. So it was a perfect day to be outside. Today will be another one of those days. So if you want to get out there, start cleaning. Just don't go as rough with your rakes on the lawn. As the lawn is just waking up, parts of it might be too loose, and you might be ripping up parts of the lawn. It's one of those things where if we take a rake, like a steel rake, and start raking a lawn right now, it's loose. The soil's loose. It's starting to wake up. There's not a stronghold for the roots of the grass because they've been dormant all winter, right? They're just waking up. So they're going to rip up easier with one of those heavy rakes. So maybe use like a leaf rake. Just clean up the area. Wait a few more days to do that heavy clean, right? When I say a few more days, I'd say April 1st. Let's call that our date. It's only 10 days away. Looking at the long-term forecast, we're still going to have some nice temperatures then. So it's not like it's going to be that big of a deal. All that being said, if you've already done it, don't worry about it. I want you to realize it's okay. It's not a big deal that you've started. We started cleaning up some things. But ideally, perfect world, right? That's when we would look, April 1st, just to get everything warmed up and going. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, our phone number is 855-660-4261. And we definitely have plenty of time in the show today. We're going to talk about a number of things throughout it. And we're right on time with getting ready to put stuff into the lawn. And there's a company out there that has some great products. Now, ProTrust Products manufacture some of the best lawn and garden fertilizers and weed control products on the planet. If you want an amazing looking lawn, there is no other fertilizer quite like Turf Trust. Its unique controlled release formulation provides your lawn with everything it needs and keeps feeding for up to 14 weeks. In fact, right now, ProTrust is running their annual Turf Trust Triple Play promotion. This promo combines their amazing Turf Trust fertilizer with their legendary broadleaf weed control and crabgrass control products. Save 10% and get free shipping when you order the Turf Trust Triple Play online at www.protrustproducts.com. Again, www.protrustproducts.com. Trust your lawn and garden to ProTrust Products. It's definitely a great little website there to take a look at. Good information. So definitely try it out. Order it now and you'll have plenty of time to put it down once it gets shipped to you. We're going to take a break here. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. Back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the Revolver Spray Gun. And use a Color Storm Sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text TECH to 48542 for more info on the EV market. And to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word TECH to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word TECH to 48542. Text TECH to 48542.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And with spring here, we've been talking a lot about soil temperatures to warm up and to put crabgrass control and that type of thing down. But we're getting to that point where we're getting ready to put our Holly Tone products down. I say Holly Tone because that's kind of what it is, but it's the Espoma products. One of their number one products is that Holly Tone, right? So I always just right away, I'm like, oh yeah, it's Holly Tone is the name of the company. When in fact it's Espoma, we all know that, but we're getting time to be putting that down as well. Right, so we're getting to that. That are some of the things that are going to take care of your plants this spring. Give them a boost of what they need to get started for the season so that this year they will be more successful for you. We talk about Holly Tone the most because it's for the evergreens. It's one that we just, kind of think of. We use it for almost everything in the garden because the majority of New England we like to have the evergreen type products. We also would use a plant tone, a garden tone, or a tree tone. I think tree tone is one of my favorites of them. Because it can actually, really help some of your fruit and shade trees. And, a lot of people have gone into the fruit tree, this season, last season, trying to bring those, edible type foods at home so you're not having to go to the grocery store as much, that type of thing. So, I think tree tone will definitely be worth it this season for any of the fruit trees that you planted last season. Excuse me, I'm sorry. If you If you want to get more information about each of the products, you can go to espoma.com, and they have tons of information. It's really an awesome website, but the one thing I really like is if you can't, you know, so you know exactly what you need to do and how much you need to get. So when you go into the store to purchase, you know, the product, it'll tell you how much to use, right? It'll tell you how to apply. And that's a great thing to have. So, you know, you pull out the tree tone, and right there it says how much to use, and it gives you the up to 2 inches, 2 to 4 inch trunk diameter, 4 to 6 inches, over 6 inches, and how much you're going to use. The bigger the tree, the more you're going to use per inch. So, a up to 2 inch diameter tree, you're going to use 3 pounds per inch. So let's call it 2 inches. So you're using 6 pounds. A lot of the bags, they sell them in 4 pound bags or 8 pounds or 18. So you're going to need a bigger bag when you get there. So you're not just thinking, oh, I need a small bag, I'll be fine. You know, this is one of those ones where in the spring, you definitely want to do this at full rate. And then in the fall, use at half the rate, right? We're not trying to push growth in the fall. We're trying to push that in the spring. So when we look at the products like Tree Tone or Holly Tone, we're doing them in the spring at full rate to give them a good thing for the year, and then at half the rate in the fall so that they have some time to get some of the nutrients, but not too much to push some of the growth enough to help them store in the root system. They get tons of different granular products, but that's not all they have. They have soils, lawn fertilizers, liquid fertilizers. I mean, they got some great products. Definitely take a look at their website at espoma.com. There's some things you should be looking at this year, especially, you know, their potting soils. And those are some things we can get into a little bit later because we're looking to start your gardens, start your seeds. Everybody out there who's looking to start tomatoes, get after it. This is the time to be doing it. Start your tomatoes indoors in some nice seed starter soil, a nice light soil, and you should be good to go for this season. Number of things to do, but we can go into that further. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Biden administration is on defense as detention centers are filling up at the border. Congressman Pat Fallon on Newsmax.
Last month, there were over 100,000 people detained crossing the border illegally from Mexico. But we're not testing them for COVID. And then the federal government under Biden says, you know what's a really good idea? Let's go ahead and send them, disperse them all over the country, untested. And then there's a new strain from Brazil. But apparently, they're not following the science.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing a growing list of women who are accusing him of sexual harassment. The latest woman to come out says the governor made inappropriate comments. Alyssa McGrath is the 8th woman to come forward against the governor. Cuomo denies the accusations and refuses to step down. New York's attorney general says they're investigating the allegations. This is USA Radio News. Thousands of people marched in downtown Atlanta for a Stop Asian Hate rally in response to a shooting that killed 8 people at 3 spas earlier this week. California Congressman Eric Swalwell spoke on MSNBC about the challenges Asians face even in Congress.
Well, I appreciate the response from the Biden administration and leaders in Congress like Doris Matsui and Judy Chu, who have spoken up, who face discrimination themselves. Andy Kim, a second-term member, talking about his experience at the State Department where he was not trusted to work on certain Asian country desks. That's real. That exists, and we should have a conversation about that. But we also have to take responsibility as leaders for our own rhetoric. And when former President Trump and Republican leader Kevin McCarthy call it the China virus and inflame the situation, that has consequences. What we say as leaders has consequences, and it contributes to the violence against this community.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's going to be a beautiful day out there. It's the second day of spring, and it's going to be perfect. I'm looking at like 64 degrees, sunny. I mean, I'll take it. I know a lot of you will too. We've, the winter started off like it wasn't going to be a bad winter, and then the snow just kept coming and back and forth with the weather. It was, you never know. We were supposed to get snow Friday in this area. It was supposed to be overnight. I didn't see any on the ground. I woke up thinking I might see some, but I knew the ground temperatures weren't too bad, but still thought we might see some. Didn't really see it. Last Sunday, I joked and I was like, it's not going to snow. And then I was driving home from work and it was complete whiteout conditions on Route 3. Couldn't see a thing. It was one of those things where it was just like, okay, I get it. I was wrong. I apologize, Mother Nature. But it didn't last long. It didn't stick. But we're at the point where we're really getting, at the end of all of this. I don't think we're going to have anything to worry about when it comes to the snow aspect. Going forward, the temperatures look like they're too warm. Everything's warming up. And even if it did at this point, I don't think anything would stick. But again, I'm not seeing any of that. But it was just, it was one of those things where last week I remember saying, it's not going to snow. And then I was driving home, complete whiteout conditions. I mean, everybody around me is stopping. It would look like, a movie where they're trying to overdo it and dump all the fake snow out. It just looked like that, but you couldn't see anything. It was interesting. But I kind of said, all right, Mother Nature, you win. I got you. You win. I don't foresee that happening in the next few weeks here by any means. I see a lot of warmer temperatures. That means we're getting out there, getting ready. you know, spring has sprung, if you will. We're there. We're getting ready for some of the things to do. You're going to start seeing perennials start to pop up. Or some of your perennials, your woodier structured type perennials start to show buds. You know, like your peonies, like tree form type peonies might be showing some buds. You're going to see some growth on new plants. You're going to see buds on trees, right? They'll start to be forming or swelling. It's interesting just to watch, you know, the trees. You can just see the buds just swell up, get bigger, and then slowly open. You know, one of the things where when I was in college and we were talking about, you know, the industry and just the anybody who's interested in trees, when they walk down the road, you know, a lot of people will either look down or look straight ahead. People who are very into trees or very into plants, etc., are always looking up and around, looking at the plants and seeing. And it's just one of those things on the way home every day, kind of look up on my street, and you can see the leaves start to form every day. You know, we walk around, and you see, that's what I'm kind of looking at. My wife and I were out yesterday, the two of us, and we were driving in an area, and I go, oh, that's new. This used to be trees here, and, you know, go on about it. My wife's like, I never would have even thought that. And I'm just thinking to myself, I'm like, yep, that's okay. Well, there we go. But it was one of those things where that's kind of what you do when you're really into it. You're looking around, seeing all these buds forming, seeing the leaves as they start to produce. It's just great to watch them progress. So it's definitely, we're in that stage. You know, there's a lot of people out there, you know, the leaf peepers, right? They call them to go take a look at the fall color. This is one of my favorite because you're seeing that spring growth. You're seeing it just form in the green out there. You know, we're a couple weeks away from full green on your maple trees, your oak trees, etc. But this is when it gets fun, when you get to see them awakening for the year and getting ready. So it's definitely something to look forward to. It's definitely something that I do enjoy this time of year. It's just the start of something new. What else can we do this year to really be excited and get going? So definitely worth it. So when you're out there, instead of just, you know, looking straight ahead or looking down, look up a little bit. Take a look and see what's going on in the trees in the area. You know, it's one of my favorite things to do this time of year just because it is awesome to see things starting. Some of the things we can start to do, right? You'll probably start to see bulbs starting to go into your garden centers. Some of those we can start getting ready. They'd be like your dahlias, you know, those dinner plate dahlias that are, you know, the size of a dinner plate, right? That's the idea behind them. I wouldn't be putting them into the ground yet, but I might be getting them compared to what I've seen, you know, last year. I don't think, you know, we're definitely not going into a shutdown mode again, but you know, they might run out quickly this year because a lot of people got them last year and then were like, wow, this is awesome. I'm going to do that again. So get those at your local garden center. You know, you're going to see some dahlias out there. Those are going to be your most, the ones you're going to see the most. Then they'll have some glads. They'll have some elephant ear. They'll also have lots of you know, vegetables like your potatoes, asparagus, those types of things. Some of the garden centers will have garlic. Obviously, you can plant garlic now, but the best time to do garlic is in the fall. You got seeds out there. Everybody has seeds, obviously. They've had them for a while. But right now, this is when we're looking to start some of those seeds. Tomatoes, peppers, eggplants. That style plant, start now. Now, I've gotten a lot of emails lately that are saying, oh, when can I start this? When can I do this? Do it. Do it right now with the tomatoes. Now, let's go into it a little bit, though. When you're planting these in a seed starter mix, right, we're looking for a soil that is a little bit lighter. It'll say right on there, seed starter soil. It's lighter, allows the roots to really develop in the soil and will do what it needs. What I like to do, and I say this almost every week, but I want to make sure you get it and you can have this information. I like to wet the soil before I put it into containers, or put it into the containers and then water it. Thing about it is, with the containers, some of that soil is going to just wash right out. So I usually try to get the soil in like a container, put some water in it, mix it with my hands. If you don't want to get dirty, you can mix it with a shovel, whatever. But this is what spring's about, getting your hands dirty, getting into that soil. But you mix up the soil, get it wet, right? Not to the point where it's just sopping wet, where you can wring out the soil, but enough so that it's going to hold some moisture for you. Because if you were to put seeds into a seed starter mix, you put the seed into a dry soil that has no moisture in it, and then water it, your seed's falling right to the bottom. Or maybe it'll float to the top and then go down. But the idea is, with the soil wet already, you can put the seed in there, it's going to sit, and you're not going to have to water for a little bit. You know, you're going to have to spritz the plants as soon as you start to see sprouts, etc. But you're not going to need to water it as much from the beginning, because it's ready. The soil is already has that moisture to it. We used to do it all the time when I was a kid, when we had the family patch up in Maine. We would have an area in the back, big table, probably about 10 feet long, 4 feet wide, a couple sides on it so we could have the soil up pretty high, and then you just take a hose and water it and get it ready. So then once that was done, like I said, put in the soil in the containers, put the seeds in it, cover up the seed a little bit, and then kind of let it go. You know, this is the time where if you're having it by a windowsill, maybe getting a heat mat to keep the soil warm so that it shows you that soil temperatures are warm enough outside. It activates the seeds a little bit, gets them growing a little bit easier, right? Maybe get like a little fan, a small little fan that oscillates if you can. What we're trying to do with like a little fan like this is, once your sprouts have started, it just gives them the movement like it's outside, gets them ready to go outside, helps them to get that hardening off stage, that type of thing. But a lot of these, you know, if you can do something to have air movement, open the window when it's a nice day, like later today, so it gets those warmer temperatures, but gets the wind, especially if you have a lot of your plants that have sprouts. I mean, put them outside on a deck or on a patio or on a porch, on the stoop, whatever you want to do. Let's get them outside during the day. I'm not saying, you know, right now, it's still in the 30s out there. But I would say later on today, when you're starting to get some warm temperatures, maybe get them outside for a couple hours. Get that sun to them. Let them feel that outside temperatures, right? Those are the things we would be looking to do today in the next few days. Don't leave anything out overnight unless it's already been out overnight. The temperatures drop too low, you're going to do damage to anything that you have, any of the small sprouts that are the beginning of the plants. The cold temperatures at night, especially, I mean, it's 29 degrees right now. We're going to hit, you know, 64, but it's 29 degrees right now. Those sprouts, those little plants will not survive this. So, like I said, just start to get them outside. I'm not saying you have to. If you can't do it, don't do it. Leave it in a window, leave it in the area, but let's take advantage of some of these warm temperatures while we can to give them some of that growth. If you have any questions, feel free to give us a call, 855-660-4261. We got plenty of time. It's a little over 3 hours left in the show, so we got plenty of time for you to call. You know, wake up, grab some coffee, let the sun rise. We're seeing the sun's been up for a bit here, but not completely out, so we're not there. But we are getting ready for this day. It's going to be beautiful out there, so it'll be perfect time to be getting out there and enjoying the outside. I want to say, I think yesterday we spent, I don't even know how many hours outside just doing stuff at our house, just having the kids get out, enjoy themselves. It's so nice to be back outside and be able to enjoy the area. So it's a good time. And give us a call with any questions in regards to your lawn, your garden, house plants, outdoor plants, anything. We're here to help you out. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break in about 30 seconds here. But, you know, the rest of the show, really up to you guys on how we want to go. We can help you out with anything. We're getting ready to do those lawn projects. So if you use Natural Alternative, let's get ordering now. We'll get it in a few days by the end of the week. We're going to want to put it down. So get thinking about it right now to be ready for spring. So we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up first today?
Rob is in Linfield, Mass.
Rob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for doing a great service for us all and continuing your dad's legacy. You're doing a great job. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, two questions. I'm building a garden kind of for the first time since I was a little kid.
Sure.
Putting a fence in, building, going to get some vegetables and so forth. Two questions. One, is there like a basic gardening book you could recommend that would be good just to have around the house? And two, I know there's often problems with critters, you know, getting under the fence and eating the vegetables and so forth. Do you have any suggestions for, you know, building the fence so that you can prevent them from getting in?
Okay. So as far as, like, the fence and the critters, that type of thing, one of the things you got to look at is not just going up, but going down a little bit. You know, the fence can do something to protect it on the outside from what you're seeing, but all those that kind of dig and will try to dig next to the fence, getting some sort of like chicken wire or something along those lines on the lower part of the fence, if there's like access. Say you built like a little bit of a raised bed on the outside of the fence, then they're not easily getting under like a fence. But if the fence is just up against the ground, seeing if you can put something so they can't dig right underneath it. It doesn't necessarily have to be like a chicken wire. It could be like crushed stone underneath the area. A lot of the animals that dig, with their paws don't like the feel of like a crushed stone. So they kind of try to go around it. So that would be my main thing when it comes to the fence area. You know, going up, you know, just think about when the plants grow up, what could reach it by standing on its hind legs, like a rabbit. It's not necessarily just going to come from the side. It will stretch up to do that. And they can stretch up, you know, over a foot or more. You know, groundhogs, gophers, those types of things, they will stretch up. They look pretty lazy as it is, but they will stretch to try to get some of them. So, you know, see if you can get 18 inches or a little bit more. You know, when it comes to, like, if you're more worried about deer, they'll do whatever they want, but you're going to need to get some height on a fence. But for the ones that are going to be smaller, I would at least go 18 inches high, okay? That way it can give you some. And what I would also do is try to pull the fence out a little bit from, so it's not right next to where the garden bed is. Reason why I say that is if it's right up against the plant's going to grow through it, especially if you use like a metal, you know, fence. Plant's going to grow through it and it's going to give access, and you might just see that whole side just chewed by some of the animals. So that's what I would look at, as I'm doing for the, you know, for the garden like that. As far as books, you know, I have so many different books when it comes to different things, you know, of what you're looking for. If you're looking more for like a, you know, edibles or fruit, that type of thing, they have specific, books for that. You know, I have a book here that just says it's called The Great Fruit and Vegetable Guide.
Yeah.
It's a little guy, but it's got, what it does is it has the plant, the different plants, and it'll show you the style of fruit. You know, like I'm opening it up right now, different types of apples and what it'll tell you right on it, when to plant it, you know, when you're going to get the fruit, is it self-pollinating for the apples, that type of thing. Now, if you're looking for like a general type, there's a number out there, but what's his name? Michael Durr is a great person for like just scientific information, different things. I'll have to think, if you're listening on the other side of the break here, I'll have a couple minutes and I can search my books here and give you one that I like. I'm just trying to think of the name and I can't see it on my bookshelf. So I'm going to take a break. I appreciate the call. We'll be back.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.